Senator John Kerry will lead some of the contentious debate over the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi when he chairs a Senate hearing today on an independent report that blames the State Department for security lapses in Libya. And the State Department may soon be a place that Kerry knows well. He's expected to be nominated to become the next Secretary of State. Kerry has not commented on that appointment, but already there is jockeying over who might run for his Senate seat. To begin to think about what a special Senate election might look like, WBUR polled 500 registered voters and found that outgoing U.S. Senator Scott Brown is in a strong position. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
The poll finds voters view Scott Brown favorably, despite the fact that they chose to elect Harvard Law professor Elizabeth Warren in his stead. 58% of those polled say they have a favorable view of Brown. 28% have an unfavorable view. Rounded off, 12% say they're undecided, and 1% say they've never heard of him. Pollster Steve Cozella of Mass Inc. looked at how well Brown would fare against four current or former Democratic members of Congress.
We matched him up theoretically against Ed Markey, Mike Capuano, Steve Lynch, and Marty Meehan. And in each one of those cases, he led by between 17 and 19 points.
Former Congressman Meehan, now president of UMass Lowell, has already said he's not interested in running. Aides to Congressman Capuano and Markey said they were unavailable to comment. Congressman Lynch did issue a statement saying if a Senate seat were to become available, he would give serious consideration to running. Senator Brown's office did not respond to a request for an interview. Cozella found Brown had about half the vote in races against each of the current or former Democratic congressmen.
So even though he does have a considerable lead over them at this point, that's not to say that he's got a lock over any of these four potential opponents.
There are other potential opponents not mentioned in the survey. There's been speculation that attorney Edward Kennedy Jr., the son of the late senator, is interested in running. He did not return a message left with his office. State Senator Ben Downing of Pittsfield says he is considering a run if there's a vacancy.
If Massachusetts Democrats have learned anything from the past few elections, it's that if we want to be successful in statewide races, we need to nominate fresh faces who bring new ideas and new energy to their respective races.
The survey finds Brown would have a very large lead in a Republican primary. 81% of the people responding said they'd vote for Brown. 6% said they'd support former Governor Bill Weld. And 5% said they'd back former candidate for governor Charlie Baker. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.